95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Sligo is out today.
No, it isn't.
Stu is in.
Yep. I'm healthy.
You're healthy.
Wow. As far as I know.
Wow. As far as any of us. That's quite the statement for somebody I worked with in here that had COVID for 2 days.
Well, that's quite the statement for you who have repeated, apparently.
I have had COVID twice.
Yeah. Thrice?
Twice.
Twice.
Both in 2020.
That was the time.
Before the vaccine.
That was when it was cool.
It was before it was cool. Yeah, it was not cool. Yeah, it was like people were dying everywhere. And I was like, this is...
This sucks.
This isn't good.
Is this all there is?
What's my temperature? 104? That's not good.
Radio and Jello wrestling?
Oxygen level 90? That's not great.
That's not great either, is it?
But I haven't had it since then, thank God.
That you know of.
So I always say that I'm bulletproof. That's how I know.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yesterday, I don't know what gets into Sligo sometimes because he can occasionally get confused.
I know what got into him.
What are you eating?
Nothing.
You just put something in your mouth just now.
I know. That was bad timing.
While we were talking.
Sorry.
Weird.
It's out.
Yesterday was the vowels, A-E-I-O-U, for Gimme Five.
Oh, that clever.
And I said, okay, songs that start with that. And he goes, no, let's do bands.
Bands is
changed
fun.
His mind. So
okay.
After the tweet had gone up and everything, he was like, let's not do songs, let's do bands. And I was like, all right, I guess let's do bands. Well, so today we're doing songs.
Okay. Vowel songs?
Let's start with A-E-I-O-U in that order.
Okay. Is that what we're telling the people?
For now.
Okay. Until Sligo changes your mind.
We change our minds a lot. You called in sick when you weren't. Is our phone topic in the 4 o'clock hour?
Do it all the time.
We're going to call Sligo next. Unrelated.
Son of a bitch.
And in the KLOS $100,000 name game,
dude,
we are up to $9,600.
What?
Which is fantastic.
I want that money.
That is coming up just before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Ooh.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sligo show. Stu is in for Sligo today.
Yeah.
Stu, I just want to catch you up on what's been happening on the Kevin and Sligo show.
Please do.
And that is that Sligo hates the holidays. Hates.
Join the club.
Hates. Hates having people over.
Oh, I like that.
Hates all of it.
Hates all of it.
Hates all of it.
Presents, no. Shopping, malls.
I gave him a $1 quiz that we do where you have to get as many as you can out of the top 10. Uh-huh. And he nailed most of them. And this is complaints about the holiday season. Oh. That's who he is. He's the human Eeyore.
Wow. He's the Grinch.
Yes. So yesterday we did Thanksgiving disasters.
Okay.
Everything went wrong. Your uncle showed up. One caller came in and said their uncle showed up drunk and stole all of the silverware. And like was walking out, and there was like a fork would fall out, a knife would fall out.
Was John Wayne in here?
Right. And then
I have a good one.
Today is Tuesday. No, go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt with it.
So today is Tuesday, and the day after tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I get a call from our pal Sligo.
Hey.
And our pal Sligo.
How did it go?
Says what?
Hey, can I get another couple martinis over here? Oh, hi. Are we on? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm vacationing in Cabo. Oh, God. I didn't know.
Oh, is this Ted Cruz?
Talk. Yeah, I'm, well out, done. I'm out having. I just took it off a little early.
So you who hate the holidays are taking an early holiday. Is that it?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to spend like a couple of weeks down in the Caribbean, and we're already here. We're drunk out of our minds.
Here's the text I got today at 11:54 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, I have COVID.
Ooh. Vacationing in the land of COVID.
And yeah. I would like to call BS on that.
Yeah.
Because we're just about to approach one of your least favorite holidays in the world.
And here's why. Because I get the 19th vid. Like right out the gate, as it's getting started, I get struck down with the vid.
No, and you're upset about that. Because I'm suggesting that you're not upset about that at all. As a matter of fact, I think you may be lying.
We have to cancel all our plans. We can't go hanging out with a family. What a damn shame.
That's a bold claim. But I think he's at a bar.
He's at a bar, isn't he?
I think you're at a bar, aren't you?
Can I get another martini or two? Are we good?
I don't hear anyone else there, Sligo. So you're saying you're sick and you can't work today or tomorrow and you can't attend any activities on Thursday.
Any of those exciting holiday activities that we love so much.
That's your point.
Wow. Not being able to keep in the gas, and you know,
it's pretty suspect.
By the way, I think you guys are pretty brave to actually talk to someone with COVID. You know, I mean, you can get it through the phone. I don't know.
Here's the thing that I've been wondering since I heard this in the first place. You don't go anywhere.
Right.
How did you get COVID?
The one time. The one time.
This is true. The one
we
time.
Leave the house and go to a certain park down south.
Oh.
Come back with it.
Yeah. Wow, that's advanced planning too, because not only does he not have COVID, but he set it up.
Got a perfect alibi.
He went to a theme park at the end of last week to set it up. And then Monday he was like, I'm not feeling
so. You know what's really crazy is somehow my wife doesn't have it. But you know that she's got to go to work. She's got her routine going.
Well, that blows that, because I figured you were going to say, well, I got it from my wife, because she does go out. She's an ambassador.
Maybe I did. You know, maybe she does. She might be.
You're just making everything up so that you could skip Thursday.
Keep digging.
And, you know, I just need to be like Kevin, who's had it 17 times already.
I've had it twice.
Never got
Thank you. Both times in 2020. Thank you.
Never had it. And I figured, you know, all the cool kids are getting it. Well, and Kevin. And so I should probably give it a go.
Just before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving.
What are you going to catch at Christmas?
I can't do any of my work.
Are you going to get COVID on December 23rd?
You're going to get something.
I think that's a strong possibility.
Two in a row from AC/DC on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is calling in sick 2 days before Thanksgiving, which is a holiday that he doesn't like. So,
what are the odds?
You tell me. Stu is filling in. I'd like to mention a charity that I have helped run for a long time. It's called friendsandhelpers.org. And it is an ugly topic, so it's kind of hard to talk about at times. Mm-hmm. Abused women and children have to flee their situation, and they go to shelters, and they start their lives over. Most of the time, they have nothing. No money. They don't have a job.
Yeah.
They don't have anything.
You got to get out in the middle of the night kind of thing.
Exactly. You just run away and go someplace that is safe, that the person that is the aggressor doesn't know where it is.
Right.
So we started a charity called Friends and Helpers, and it is to help those women and children in that exact spot in the abuse shelter where they have nothing. And when Christmas comes up, I can't, having kids, I can't imagine not having anything to give them.
Man.
That's heartbreaking.
Real hard.
So we started a charity to support these women, and we provide like Christmas stockings, for example. You can go to our website, and it's 100% deductible, and you can sponsor a stocking, which is $25. And that includes the stocking and all the of the stuff in it.
Oh, that's really bitchin'.
So, and you can get gift cards, and you can help in 100 different ways. You can bring gifts. There's a place that we're going to be doing something called Goodman in OC. We're going to be doing that on December 3rd. But if you want any information, if you can help at all, I mean, honestly,
that's pretty affordable, dude. $25. I'll tell you what. I'll pledge you right now. I'm going to do 4 of them.
Wow.
Right now.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And also, you know, if you can't afford that, any amount of money helps, because it all adds up to a much bigger pot.
Yeah, of course.
And unfortunately, with the pandemic, domestic violence skyrocketed because there were a lot of people who weren't going to work. And so now they're inhabiting the same space and things go south. So the need is bigger than ever, which is really sad. But if you can help, go to Friends and Helpers, spell out A-N-D, friendsandhelpers.org. And you can help right there.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is out sick today.
Supposedly. Yeah.
He doesn't like Thanksgiving.
You're fooling no one.
And he's out sick.
What are the odds?
There was a time before COVID. Remember that? Pre-COVID?
Vaguely. Yeah.
When people would look down on you if you called in sick. They would go, come on, how sick are you? Just come in and do your work.
Rub a little dirt on house. Yeah, how sick are you?
Right.
Boy, man, I have a nickel for every one of those I heard.
Right. But now.
Now it's a hot.
If you mention that you have cold-like symptoms.
A sniffle.
Everyone at work is like, you stay home.
Yeah.
We don't want to have anything to do with you.
Way to find the silver lining on this whole thing.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I can't be the only one that's thought of that. So I would like to take calls from people who called in sick.
Saying COVID.
That didn't have COVID.
So you said you had
because
COVID.
Because in the last 3 years, if you just say that, mm-hmm. it's like that person doesn't even want to stay on the phone with you anymore.
Yeah.
In case they get it through the phone.
Do you think we're going to get called? I mean, because asking you to admit a thing that you might not be, you know,
we've
smart
asked
to admit.
People to admit.
Tell you what, later,
things before.
If you've robbed a bank, we want to hear from you. But first, let's do the COVID.
Let's do the COVID. So you called in sick, but you didn't have COVID. Now, you don't have to give us your real name or your real business. Doesn't make any difference to us. We'll be able to ascertain it.
Yeah, we'll find out.
But, and why? Why? Did you go to something else? Was there a baseball game or was there a hockey game or was there something else that you wanted to do? That's why you called in sick?
Mm-hmm.
Or like Sluggo, did you want to avoid something?
Yeah. You know, and the thing with COVID is you can't just say, oh, I have COVID, and then the next day, like, you know what? I'm better. And wouldn't you know it? I tested negative.
Right.
So you have to be in for the long game if you're going to say, if you're going to throw COVID on
but
there.
But which is fine because it's only 4 or 5 days now, right?
I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think if it's let me think.
When I called in with COVID.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That gets Sluggo right through the Thanksgiving holiday.
And, you know, it's a total crapshoot. I might be out for 2 weeks.
Right, you don't know.
And airline airfare is just as low.
Exactly. So you lied about being sick, and why? 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, you called in sick with COVID when you didn't have it?
I called in sick for COVID and I didn't have it.
Okay. How long were you off?
10 days.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You had a new winter.
You had a whole vacation.
Dude, this guy sounds like somebody I'd like to have a beer with.
What kind of job was it?
Well, I work in the medical industry. I don't want to say which one in case my HR rep is listening.
Sure.
But
I work in an ER, and they really needed me, but I...
Well, in early 2020, when they were real paranoid about it, I just went, I feel like terrible. I think I got COVID.
Right.
It was my girlfriend's grandmother died. I didn't want to use my vacation for that.
You got 10 know, days right? off. You're our leader now.
Wow.
Yeah. I got 10 days off.
I can't do it anymore because if you say you have COVID, they want a picture of a positive COVID.
Yeah, they do now.
Yeah, you had to do that early in the thing. So what did you do over those 10? Did you go anywhere? Or did you just spend every day in the bar? What'd you do?
We had to fly to Florida for my girlfriend's grandmother's funeral.
Right, but they have bars in Florida.
I get it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And was this like a multi-day funeral?
10-day thing. Well done. You're a leader.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. You called in sick with COVID when you didn't have it. Don't call yet, but we do have your chance at the KLOS $100,000 name game coming up very soon.
9,800.
First, we're talking to people who called in sick with COVID. Even though they didn't have COVID.
No one would do that.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, thank you.
Better than you.
You called in sick because you had COVID, but you didn't?
No, I didn't have it. I just called in and told them I caught it in Alaska.
Right. And how long were you off?
And we shot Bigfoot and we gave him a COVID test and he had COVID.
Okay, thank you for calling.
What the hell?
That guy makes up stories every day.
Oh, okay.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, calling about the COVID, calling off work.
You called in to work sick. And you didn't have COVID?
Yeah, I stubbed my toe in the morning on a... I tripped over the Lego, kicked the bathtub, and I stubbed my toe. It was kind of hurting, but I was like, I ain't going to work. But I was like, I'll take a day off. So I called him. I got 13 days off.
Not the 13 days?
Dude, what?
13 days. I had to prolong it because supposedly I couldn't get the test results back.
Yeah, you got to make it believable.
Exactly right.
Hilarious.
Wow. Stubbed your... I mean...
13 days, a new leader.
Because you can't call in sick on a stubbed toe.
No, you cannot. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You called in sick with COVID but didn't have it?
Yeah, I got to be kind of careful, though.
No worries. Make up names. So
what happened was my wife got it. She called me while I was on the job. I work in construction. And then... I took my wife's test and then just sent him that. And then a week went by and this was over the summer. So I took my son, taught him how to boogie board like every day.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love this guy.
Yeah, same.
So, and then I taught him how to shoot. He's like 8. So I was like, So we went out and bought like...
Taught him how to handle a 50 cal.
Taught him how to fake a COVID test. Yeah.
And then basically, I would just text my boss and say, hey, man, I'm still feeling like shit. I'm like, and so literally I was all like, kind of disgruntled a little bit. So I took the full 2 weeks because that's what... That's what basically. So I got.
That's what it was. Yeah. I get the COVID gold medal today.
Agreed.
Sir.
You get thumbs up.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. You called in sick with COVID, even though you didn't have it. Listen, I'm not saying Sluggo did it. That's not my point. But Sluggo called in
I'll
sick.
I'll say it.
Yeah. With COVID.
Yeah.
And he hates Thanksgiving.
I don't mind filling in. So I guess.
No. I'm happy to have you fill in. Yeah. But I'm just saying, this is his way. Of avoiding something he didn't enjoy in the first place.
Yeah. Seems, I don't know, seems like overkill. And no one's buying it.
No one's buying it. That's the point. Yeah. Yeah. But the call-in topic is you called in sick with COVID and didn't have it. KLOS, hello.
Hello, KLOS.
Yep. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Did you ever fake having COVID?
I don't know. They sent me home, but they didn't tell me why. I got 10 days off free and to self-medicate at home. So I got me a couple 36 packs and self-medicated for 2 weeks. I mean, for 10 days.
They had to tell you. What do you mean? They had to tell you why they sent you home.
I got a phone call out on the job. And they said, you need to go drop off the truck, wipe out the truck, and go home. Oh, why? Well, because you're going home from COVID. I didn't get tested. It's a big secret in our company, so... It was the weirdest thing, so I enjoyed 10 days off.
Best case scenario, wow. You didn't even call in and lie. They just sent you home for 10 days.
They lied for you.
They just didn't want you around.
I didn't mind.
Of course not.
I guess. Where do you work? What do? I want that job.
I work for a utility company.
I don't want that job.
No, we don't want that. But okay. Thank you for calling. Give me five.
Wow, that thing is great.
Our theme is A-E-I-O-U, and this is A Hard Day's Night. It is Gimme Five, five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme. Today it's vowels. Yesterday it was band names. Today it is song names. So that was A Hard Day's Night, A. And this is E, Everything Zen on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in, and we are doing Gimme Five. And the theme is vowels, A-E-I-O-N-U. Song titles that begin with those.
This is complicated.
And it is complicated because we're not getting a lot of help. But let's go to the phones and see if we can get some. KLOS, hello.
A-E-I-O-U.
Song titles.
Love Hungry Man. That didn't work, did it?
Nope. Oh, wow. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
We're doing Gimme Five, A-E-I-O-U. Do you have a song?
No, I was calling about the name
game. We're going to do that very soon.
Yep.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
You are good.
Hey, how about A-E-I-O-U sometimes why, since we didn't get it yesterday?
We got it yesterday. We just did it after the stop set. But do you have a why?
Well, no, I don't. But that one's okay.
All right, good. How about a consonant? Or do you have, how about a number? Or a color?
You're not incredibly helpful. I'm just going to say that. I appreciate you calling and listening.
You have the best listeners.
Thank you.
No problem.
We'll handle this one. O is one headlight.
Brilliant.
From the Wallflowers.
Yeah.
On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5
Frank.
KLOS, Southern California's KLOS. Rock Station.
Will you stop it. That, you boy.
You stop it. I'm trying to talk. That was Gimme Five. The theme was A-E-I-O and U. That was Undercover of the Night, Rolling Stones. Before that was the O, One Headlight, Wallflowers. Mm-hmm. Before that was Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55. Before that was the E, Everything Zen by Bush. And before that was the A, A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles.
Brilliant. Brilliant. How did you come up with that?
I am genius.
Sluggo made me do it.
We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Ottawa Senators this Sunday night at Crypto.com Arena.
Oh.
So you have a few days to get ready for it, but it is this Sunday night.
What kind of a season are the Kings having?
They're having a great season.
Are they?
Second place in the Pacific Division.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I happen to accidentally know the Ducks are not doing that well.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy, too. Sorry. Okay. You can get your tickets for this game at lakings.com/tickets, or you can win four tickets right now at 818-955-KLOS. We're going to give you some hockey slang, and if you know what it means, you win the four tickets. Good luck. There's your Y song.
There you go. Love that.
That's an extra Y.
From the greatest band in the world.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo, who's conveniently sick just before Thanksgiving.
I want to be conveniently sick real soon.
We have tickets for the LA Kings playing the Ottawa Senators. The game is Sunday night at Crypto.com Arena. KLOS, who's this?
This is Pat.
Pat, are you calling for the Kings ticket?
You betcha I'm calling.
All right, I'm going to ask you some slang, and you tell me what it is, and you can win the four tickets for Sunday night.
So this is hockey slang?
This is hockey slang.
Because you're a hockey fan. Okay.
I believe this is one of the easiest we've ever done, okay?
Okay.
All right, what area of the ice is the crease?
It's a crease.
What area of the ice is the crease?
I'm going to go with, kind of like basketball, like half court.
That's incorrect.
That's what I would have said.
Thank
you. It's that part in the middle where it's folded. No?
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
All right. We got some hockey slang for you. What part of the ice is the crease?
The crease is where the goalie's at.
The crease is where the goalie's at. Correct.
That's nicely done. Excellent.
Nicely done. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Ottawa Senators. The game is Sunday night at Crypto.com Arena, and everybody else can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. We have a chance for you to win only $9,600.
Oh, I'm going to wait till it goes up then.
Anybody else that would like a shot at it, that and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, you can be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS, and you can play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Good luck.
How's your chemistry game?
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Zyra.
Dinah?
Zyra with a Z.
Zyra.
Yeah.
Like Elvira?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Or like Myra, but with a Z.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we have your shot at $9,600. We're looking for a popular flavor.
What? We are? No.
Wrong paper, my bad. We're looking for the name of an element that you would find on the periodic table. The last two guesses were Tron.
No, I think that's iron. Iron?
Oh, it looks like Tron. And sulfur. I need a lot of help.
Okay.
So those were the last two guesses. So for $9,600, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with the caesium, or C-A-E-S-I-U-M.
We got a lot of that laying around here, yeah. Caesium.
That is incorrect.
And it tastes good.
That is incorrect.
But it's, yeah.
But thank you for trying, and you can try next hour when it'll be worth $9,800.
Oh, yes, I know.
You're just kind of alley-ooping yourself.
Yeah, okay, that's good. A way to play, Vira. Go!
Thanks, Vira.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, Vira,
wow.
What happened?
That was quick.
What element have you been taking?
Two for Tuesday. That's two in a row from Soundgarden on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Who wants $9,800?
Who would even want that?
We have your shot to win it.
It's
right
not
now.
Enough.
It's your share of $100,000 at a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You can play the game, and good luck. I think that's on us.
Is that us?
That's on us.
Are we on?
We'll take care of that dead air.
Is this radio?
Sorry about that. We don't have the little theme up, so
I'll
the
say
name game.
The name game.
KLOS, who's this?
Shannon.
You're caller 13.
Oh, yeah.
You are.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you
imagine
are.
What she's going to do if she wins.
Right? All right, listen, we are looking for the name of an element that you would find in the periodic table.
I know.
The last two guesses. Slow down. The last two guesses were caesium, I believe, and iron, which I called Tron earlier.
Lithium.
It's what?
Lithium.
Lithium.
Would that it were.
Is incorrect.
would that it
oh,
I'm
man.
Sorry, but thank you
man,
for trying.
I wanted to hear her win.
And thank you for thanks for pushing it up to $10,000 next hour.
Woohoo!
If you want $10,000, let's say you want $10,000. You can call right now to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You can play the $100,000 name game. Good luck. Stu's filling in for Sluggo. Let's do the KLOS $100,000 name game, shall we?
How do you play?
KLOS, who's this?
Maya.
Maya!
Maya, you are caller 13.
Yeah.
What?
You're caller 13.
It's true.
Awesome.
You're caller 13, and the pot is up to
$10,000, Maya. $10,000.
The last two guesses were lithium and caesium. So for $10,000, what?
Okay, what's the question?
We're looking for the name of an element you'd find on the periodic. Let me tell you the question.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Okay.
Go. We're looking for the name of an element you'd find in the periodic table.
Remember that?
No.
All right.
Do you just want to give up?
I'm going to say copper.
Copper's a legitimate guess. And it's and
thank you.
It's incorrect, but it is legitimate.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever going to... seriously.
Nobody ever is.
All right, you don't know, man. You don't know.
Someone's going to get it.
Somebody's going to get it. You can play again tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.